Paul, do you have an update on Tucker Pullman for us?
Yeah, he's out for the homestand. I guess there's a chance that he may be play for us maybe by the end of the trip, the road trip, and if not, then we would be reasonably confident that he's a player coming out of the break.
So he's a top pairing guy for you with Josh Morrissey, kind of your shutdown pair. How do you fill that spot?
Well, you don't, right? Whenever a guy who plays that role goes out, you just spread it around. But I really think the couple days off for Luke are really going to help. So we've got a guy that's not been sitting out for a long time, obviously, come in, and we should be able to spread that around pretty good.
Look, you're mixing and matching today, but Josh and Neil Pionk were together at
times? They'll end up spending some time together, yeah. Being part of that is a function of running 70 in practice, right? Making sure everybody gets enough reps. But they'll, we're going to learn a little bit on the fly, right? We've got one righty now in our lineup. So we've got a couple of guys playing their offside. If they're comfortable, we'll leave them. And if not, we'll have to move some people around.
It's nothing new, Paul, but what are you hoping for with Andrew Kopp on the Wheeler line?
Just a different kind of zone time more than anything else, and maybe a little more predictable read. He plays a pretty defined kind of game, and with the way we're structured right now, we're not going to get that hard match that we used to run, especially with our back end there. So want to get Matty Perreault back to the left. That was a function of, I want to get Jack Roslevic out of some of the heavy responsibility minutes and let him play his game a little bit, relax a little bit. Nicky's been good left or right, so I liked him in practice today. They were good.
Do you think Andrew's played at the level since that he was playing before the injury?
Yeah, I do. I think I do. I don't think there was a big fall off the first game back. He was important, but he was, by game two, he looked right.
Is there a fallout, I suppose, to taking Andrew away from Adam and how that those two work together on the line?
No.
No? Not at all. Okay. Sammy played like 22 minutes yesterday.
Yeah.
He seemed to thrive as the game maybe wore on,
right,
getting more minutes. Is that, would you agree? And is that something that you would, I mean, you've always talked about not giving the keys to the 14-year-old, but.
Yeah, he did a lot of good things. All players will touch the puck more, so you get to do some good things, yeah. Well, I like Sammy's game. I think a five-defenseman rotation is just about perfect for all of them, right? And as the game progressed down one, you get a little bit more of a green light to get involved. He's a good player. Like I guess when I get asked a question about him, we always like Sam. Like he's a good player here. He had a good night. Like he's sitting with Charlie right now, going through some clips. There's some things that in his game he has to learn how to do differently than necessarily a Tucker Pullman will do. But then there's a bunch of things that Tucker's not going to do that Sam will do. We just try to get that right with him, and then certainly we understand the. Those guys are going to make mistakes. That's not an issue for us. He played well. I liked his game last year, and I like his game now.
And last one. At this point, it's like 46 games into the season, but is there any urgency lacking in the team?
No. I think we got through in November, and everybody forgot that they should be surprised that we got through the November the way we did and decided that this game now should be easy through December, and it's not. Now we're into our grinder. We're not going to go out and dominate teams in the first 15 minutes on will and enthusiasm. This is going to be It's going to be a highly contested kind of grinder from here on the way out, and we're not owning all of it. Right, we're going to take a few punches, get back up off the mat. Big game tomorrow, right? There's going to be some good energy to it, and these games will get more and more contested. I get it, right? Because as a coach, you do the same thing. You want perfection on every shift. We should be able to win every puck, win every battle, make every play, and that's never happened once for any team. So you have to reset your expectation, and it's going to be a good grinder.
Paul, what has Anthony Boteto done to kind of carve out a little bit of a bigger role for himself and in fitting in with your defense corps?
Yeah, he's played pretty darn well. I mean, he's heavy and he's moving the puck. Anthony was probably came into the league as a bit of an offensive guy, right? And he tried to show that for a lot of years, and that wasn't there for him. So he's gotten back, and it's certainly tied to the game before Andrew comes back. But our PK is even over that stretch of games, and he's got a good thing going on there. But he's heavy. He moves the puck. He's bringing an awful lot of energy every night. That is important for our group in terms of being wired up on the bench. He's been very consistent.
How do you quantify that energy and value that a glue guy can bring?
There is no room for analytics on that one. I don't know how do you quantify it. I just tell you, from being behind a bench, there are people that bring your bench up, that bring your room together, that get you more wired to play, that are important to be part of that. What he's done now is, and he's done that all year, but his game is solidified here. I thought actually just prior to taking him out there, when he first came out, his game was getting pretty strong, and now it's back to that now.
I mean, you joke that he hasn't shut up since he's been here, but was it easy for him to find his voice on a new team?
It's easy for him to find a voice, and then certainly on a team that didn't have a strata we didn't have a caste system here on our blue line. There weren't five veteran guys that were eating 25 minutes, and there weren't, three Norris Trophy winners where you had to sit down and you were allowed 3 words a day on your plan. So he came in, figured, hey, I'm as good as most of you, and let's get after it.
Kind of going back to the boxing analogy, with gap at your blue line being so important and rushing the other way and countering things, like, are you building a counterpuncher right now?
No, we're not. We're a better rush team than we are an offensive zone team right now. We're trying to change that. We're not trying to lose what we are as a rush team. We can make plays off the rush. Last night, believe it or not, was one of our biggest offensive zone minute nights. Right? We're there over 7, which is a big number for us. Didn't get nearly as much as we wanted to off that, but it's a good starting point because even just prior to the road trip, we weren't spending very much time in the offensive zone. So when you get to the stats that you guys like to use, and I'm with you on the stats. I look at all that stuff, the high danger scoring chances, things like that. There's a specific place on the ice that those things are. Where you get your data from and how accurate it is to what they're saying, if you click the video on those high danger scoring chances and you say, wait, that was from just outside the blue line. There's some wobble in those numbers, right? And the accuracy of them. But the facts are, we don't get a lot of shots from the high scoring. We got to get more action there.
And last night, kind of on that note, you talked about needing to expand and contract them a little bit more. I'm not sure if I've got the exact right words, but in terms of turning that zone time into productive zone time, what does that mean to expand and collapse? That's what I covered.
Okay, so there are different D zone coverages. Theirs has changed. Right, that's the one change they've made. So when you play a really aggressive defending team, push the points really hard, get out after pucks in the corner, almost more of a man-to-man. I think the league went fairly close to man-to-man, especially when Vegas came in. They had a big influence on that. You saw a lot of it. If you're faster and harder, you're going to get into those seams. You're going to be able to get the puck to the net. Now, if they're good at it, you don't get anything to the net. And then you'll have teams that are more patient. Right, they'll give you the outside a little bit, and they'll sit in a bit in the box a little bit. You've got to get them to move outside that comfort zone. If you're going to play a seam game, at the end of the day, you can drive it down anybody's throat, right? You can get the puck to the net and drive the net. We can use a little bit more of that.
Can really high-skilled forward, I guess lots of teams have them, but you certainly do. Is there any ability of those highly skilled players to, I guess, make hay without spending all day in the home plate area?
Right. So, yes. Let's try to answer it with a different part of the rink. Got a really high-skilled offensive group. You should make plays on entries. But is there a place where you shouldn't make a play on entry? Absolutely. So there's a right balance there. It's true of the net front, right? We don't need Nick Ehlers in there swinging with Chera net front all night. That may not be the best, but we're going to need somebody to go to the net at some point in time. right, to get a screen, to get a tip. So we are what we are in some ways. We can just do more than one thing. You have to be able to do more than one thing. You don't have to change your whole team's identity because you believe that you got to get to net front.
Sorry, what's the next step for Brian Little? This seemed to be the most involved he's been with your group here.
Yeah, so we think he's a skater tomorrow again. Non-contact, and he's going to stay on the ice with us as long as he feels good. He's almost monitoring his own heart rate. Just he gets in the drills and then stays out if he needs to. So start stringing some on-ice days together.
And sorry, just one more from me, Paul, picking up off Marat's question and your answer. The term shift disturber, you hear that sometimes teams have a player or players like that that can get under the other team's skin, draw penalties, play in those hard, dirty areas. Do you feel, is that something this team, your team, misses at all this year?
It doesn't matter. So I'm going to say no. Oh, man, you can write that article and question that. I certainly wouldn't. But we're talking about two different things here. Okay, so the willingness and the ability to go net front. You don't have to be that kind of player. There are lots of skilled guys that just time that right to get to net front. So there's a whole bunch of things that are going to go to that. So it's not just, hey, we need a guy stand in front of the net. We had 33 shot attempts from our blue line. That's a really good thing. That tells you where it's over 7 minutes of zone time. And we have 14 to the net. Can we do a better job? Yeah. Can we do more with that shot? And then short of that, what else can you do in the offensive zone? Well, it doesn't have to all come from your blue line. Those kind of things. So there's lots of things. We aren't naturally built to go net front. That doesn't mean we can't go net front.
Right. I guess I'm looking at a game like Calgary-Edmonton the other day where Matthew Tkachuk's all over the place. He's got the other team up in arms. He draws a big penalty. They doesn't seem to me, and maybe a lot of teams don't have a guy like that, but
most don't. Right. That's not there. That was your third and fourth line. 25 years ago, there's not a lot of those guys left. It works really well when they're on the right side of the equation, but when they're in the penalty box, you're going, hey, somebody's going to have to talk to that guy and settle him down a little bit. So,
but when we had Brendan Lemieux, Brandon Tanev, we had guys kind of in that mold at times.
Well, I'll leave that to you to write. Okay, guys, I'll see you.